Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to fresh new episode of Phillies Today here on Phillies 24/7 for Sports Radio 94 WIP. And your Phils on a very emotional night, special night, Cole Hamels official retirement with the Philadelphia Phillies. It could not come with another team. It was not going to happen. And of course, it happened with your fighting Phils last night at Citizens Bank Park. Emotional night, but the Phillies do lose to a team that beat you in the NLCS last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Phils fall to 49-26. Obviously still one of the best teams in baseball. 49-26, first in the National League East still, but the Phils do lose by a score of 5-4 to the D-backs. And look, it was not a great night on the field when the game happened, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I do want to start here with the Cole Hamels retirement ceremony and a couple of things that I want to kind of lay out here with the retirement ceremony last night. First thing is just a reaction to the ceremony. I thought it was great. I thought what the Phils did with Cole and the speech that Cole gave, I thought they were really great. Cole said some really good things about the fan base, and he said some really awesome things, you know, about the people that, you know, helped him get to the point that, you know, he's gotten to with his retirement, you know, all the years they spent in Philadelphia, winning a World Series, all of that. You know, the accomplishments that that he made himself, as a really good starting pitcher, you know, in Major League Baseball, you know, throughout his years in the majors. So I thought that was really great for, you know, the speech that Cole gave and all of that, and then throwing out the first pitch to Chooch. Couldn't happen any other way, right? Could not happen any other way. So, you know, Dan Baker doing what Dan Baker does, and he's, you know, one of the best in the biz. Him announcing Cole to the podium they had out there at home plate. And Nola and Schwarber were a part of the no-hitter. And also, to be honest, I didn't get to necessarily see the entire ceremony because I was on my way home from work, from doing Chickies and Pete's for the afternoon show. So I wasn't necessarily able to watch the entire ceremony, but I heard a lot of it and I saw a lot of clips on Twitter. So from what I saw, from what I heard, it was just a really all-around really good job from the Philadelphia Phillies, and that's what they do. That is what they do. So number two, I don't want to talk about, like, I kind of want to talk about the should his number be retired and all that. I'm just going to simply put it this way, because I want to talk about what he meant to me as, you know, as a Phillies fan growing up and all that stuff. It's an interesting conversation. I would say off the bat, I don't think he deserves to get his number retired. I think someone like, and I would like love to hear from maybe a little bit of the older generation out there, someone like Jim Bunning has his number retired. Not that Jim Bunning wasn't a great pitcher and all that, but if you look at like Jim Bunning's career, 6 years in Philadelphia, had four really like amazing years here. I mean, and he didn't win a World Series here, didn't win an NLCS MVP or a World Series MVP or anything like that here. He has his number retired. Maybe does that mean should Cole get his number retired? Maybe. Or maybe Jim Bunning shouldn't have his number retired. And maybe that, look, I would love to hear from the older generation out there, because that's, he pitched in like the 60s, I believe, and all that. Little different. But Cole Hamels, I'd still say no. But it's not like a hard no. It's like a, probably not. But Cole meant, you know, he meant a lot to me. I know he meant a lot to you guys out there as well. You know, he was a part of those teams that, look, I grew up, you know, early 2000s watching the Phils, like as like a, obviously as like a 10 and 11 year old, watching some, you know, at best some decent baseball. Phils, I think the best year they had, before they made the playoffs in 07 were like 86 and 76. Bad years of baseball for the Phils though, besides that. Like I saw some bad teams, growing up as a Phillies fan, and Cole was a huge part of those teams, you know, making those runs and from 07 to 11. And he was, maybe wasn't necessarily the ace of the staff, you know, for all those years, but 07, 08, 09, he was. 09 didn't have the best year, but regardless, you get it. Like, you know, Cole having NLCS MVP, World Series MVP, like Cole was like a huge part of my childhood with those Phillies teams making those runs when they did. Cole being the homegrown pitcher that he was. Cole was a big deal. So thank you, Cole, and glad the way it came out last night, because Cole was a big deal to me. I know he was a lot of big deal, a lot of people in the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding area. So fantastic job always by the Phils. Number retired, I don't know. I don't want to put too much negativity around this, because it's a lot of positivity around Cole and what he meant to the Phils and this organization. Now on to the normal show. You know, we get to the recap and then we'll get to our takeaways from yesterday. Pretty simple show. By the way, I failed to mention it in the beginning there. Been kind of sick. Still maybe can kind of hear it a little bit, but trust me, I'm sounding a lot better. My voice has been horrible the last like week and a half. I feel like I've had some form of laryngitis. You know, tested myself for COVID, came back negative, and I don't know, I must have had some virus, laryngitis, whatever. You don't want to hear about all that. But if you've been, you know, normally listening, I usually do this show Mondays and Thursdays, and still earlier this week, it wasn't feeling all that great, but I'm feeling better now. So doing the show today, but I'll be back on a normal schedule going forward, Mondays and Thursdays. Recap from yesterday's game. Top of the second, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., solo bomb to start off at Arizona. They would get two more dingers an inning later, literally, where Gabriel Moreno, two-run homer to center field. Jock Peterson goes back-to-back after Moreno goes yard to make it 4-0 Arizona. The Phils would strike back, though. Trey Turner, big deal for him. In this game, two-run homer to left field in the bottom of the third. His first homer since returning from the injured list. Bottom of the fourth, Turner again, RBI single, grounder to second baseman Blaze Alexander. That would bring home a run, 4-3 Arizona at that point. Fast forward all the way to the top of the eighth, Geraldo Perdomo, RBI single to right. Blaze Alexander would score. 5-3 Arizona. That's all they would need. Yes, the Phils would get a Castellano solo homer to left in the bottom of the eighth, 5-4. But bottom of the ninth, Paul Sewald would get Kyle Schwarber to ground out to first baseman and hometown guy Christian Walker, as the D-backs would win 5-4. So takeaways from yesterday's game. Number one, like, offense wasn't bad, but you needed to be better with runners in scoring position. Like, let's keep it a buck. You needed to be better. 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. You just have to be better. And this was a problem that the Phils had last season, this time of the year, especially this time of the year, was runners in scoring position. And I'm going to be real. Like, yeah, you can say Taijuan Walker, and we'll get to Walker and you know, what the pitching staff did in this game. But I just feel like you look back at the box score after you lose a game like this, and the one thing that pops out to me is 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. You just have to be better. You just do. You know, clutch situations, you got to come through in these situations. Look, it's not like you only had a couple of chances. I mean, you had the chances. You had 8 chances. You know, well, not 8 chances technically, but you know what I mean. 1-for-8, you just got to be better. You just got to be better, especially, you know, with a team like Arizona, who they can put up some runs. They can put up some runs. They've been good this year. Even with the year that Corbin Carroll has been having for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you just got to be better with runners in scoring position. It's just the truth. You just got to be better against a team like Arizona, who a team that can score some runs. And that's been their strength this year for Arizona. They put up runs on the board. They're starting pitching, you know, Gallen's been on the IL. You know, the relief pitching besides Seawald hasn't been all that good. So, you know, you got to get those runs, you know, when you can. You just have to. So, the number one thing, you know, after coming away from last night's game was runners in scoring position. 1-for-8. You just have to be better. That's takeaway number one.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Takeaway number two. Okay, yeah, the pitching wasn't great. And I'll, like, look, Taijuan Walker hasn't been amazing. But at the end of the day, and I know, because Taijuan Walker's a tricky one because of the amount of money that he's making, and I get it, and the fan base doesn't like him, especially after last postseason with liking the tweets and all that fun stuff. But at the end of the day, like, look, Walker's performance wasn't great, but he's your fifth starter. What are you going to expect? The last couple of outings, he's been really good. He was really good in London, and he was good in his last start as well. So Taijuan Walker, honestly, over the year, yeah, 5.60 ERA, not great. But if we're judging by the last couple of starts, this is what you're going to get from your fifth starter. I mean, your 1-4 are really, really good. So yeah, I mean, I hear the crowd booing Taijuan Walker. I hear the negative feedback from Phil's fans. I get it. And they're a little bit as warranted because of the contract. I understand that. But at the end of the day, he's your fifth starter. To me, if there's more of a blame in this situation, it's a bit more on the offense. It's a bit more on the offense, especially a guy like Jordan. You know, you're facing the starter in Jordan Montgomery, who has not been all that good. He's been terrible this year, and maybe he'll eventually get it going, you know, no spring training and whatnot. Maybe he'll eventually get it going, but that's besides the fact. Get you're facing Jordan Walker, someone who hasn't been all that great this year, and you have Taijuan Walker on the mound. Offense can be a little bit better. Let's just be real. So pitching wasn't great. Walker, fifth starter, again, I am not super mad. Sir Anthony. Yeah, Sir Anthony gave up a run in the eighth, right? It was the eighth inning. I get it. You know, Sir Anthony maybe can do a little better job there. You know, starting pitching plus the bullpen, 5 runs. I understand. But Sir Anthony's also been really good over the last month or so. It's not like he's been just bang, bang, bang like he was early on in the season where he was just getting lit up every single outing. It's not happening like that. Sir Anthony Dominguez has been better as of late. So can't be mad at Sir Anthony as well. Just being real, Sir Anthony, I can't be super mad at Sir Anthony as well. So again, it was more on the offense this game, not so much pitching. Yes, five runs doesn't look great, but circumstances, who you're facing on the mound. And yeah, I just felt like this game's a little more on the offense. But, you know, losses happen like this, 5-4. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. Yes, the D-backs are your, you know, we're trying to get revenge, I guess, from last year. And if a lot of people, fans feel like the Phils are on a revenge tour in general this year. So I get it, but we're good. Last takeaway from this game, positive one here. Trey Turner, first home run since he's come back. It was a no doubter last night against Arizona. And I love what I've seen from Trey Turner, by the way, since he's come back. He's, what, 5-14, somewhere in that neighborhood, since that he has come back from the injured list. And, you know, it's great because, look, Trey was horrible in the first half last year and didn't get it going until late. Trey, for the most part this year, has been consistent. And I love that he's come back from being hurt. And that he can go right to, get right back to it. Right back to it. Homer, 3 runs batted in on the night. 2-for-4. Also, a run scored, obviously, because of the home run. But in general, Trey doing what Trey did before before he got hurt. So, Trey Turner, big deal. First homer since he's come back. It was a bomb. It was a no-doubter. It's great to see from Trey what he's doing since he has come back from the injured list in 3 games. So Trey looking good since he's come back. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Preview of today and tomorrow's game. Usually I do my preview of an entire series, but circumstances this week, I never do a show on a Saturday. But here I am, Saturday, 8:11 a.m., giving you a preview of today's game. Get you set for game 2 as the Phils hopefully can get it back going against Arizona and can take 2 of 3 this weekend. And they have a great, great opportunity to do it. Today, you're facing Tommy Henry, who has been horrible this year. 6.23 ERA in 6 starts. Zach Wheeler, on the other hand, 2.84 ERA in 15 starts this year. Coming off one of his worst outings, probably his worst outing since he's become a Philly. And I know some people are going to say, well, it's because of Garrett Stubbs and he doesn't have JT out there. Well, look, man, you're going to have Stubbsy and Marshawn for another month. So go do what you do. We're not going to say JT makes you. So Wheeler, still great numbers on the year, but coming off a really bad outing against Baltimore last weekend. So Zach Wheeler, looking for him to bounce back. And speaking of Zach Wheeler, I'm going to keep going with Zach Wheeler here. Players to watch in this today's game. Philadelphia Phillies, Zach Wheeler. Wheeler is definitely my player to watch, specifically because of his last outing. And I think it's a big deal for especially Tyler Walker coming off the bit of a rough outing last night against the D-backs. So looking for Zach Wheeler to shove. I mean, honestly, like I'm just looking for him to be, you know, elite Zach Wheeler. I'm looking for him to go 6-7 innings, 1, maybe 2 runs at the most. I'm looking for him to do his thing. I'm looking for Zach Wheeler to be Zach Wheeler. So Wheels, player to watch for the Phils. On the other side, D-backs, someone if you're looking out for as a Phils fan, Christian Walker. I mean, he's always someone you're looking out for just because he's the hometown kid. But Christian Walker, 9-for-17, a homer, 4 RBIs, 3 doubles against Zach Wheeler in his lifetime. Really, really good numbers against Wheeler. So he's definitely my player to watch. On the D-back side. Tomorrow's game is going to be 11:35 a.m. start. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my dad, just because I'm not doing a show tomorrow. So happy Father's Day to my dad as well. Players to tomorrow's game, 11:35 a.m. Like I said, It's going to be Slade Ciccone. What a name on the mound for D-backs with a 5.90 ERA coming into tomorrow's game. Christopher Sanchez, 2.91 ERA for the Phils on the other side. So those are a preview of today and tomorrow's game. You got a 4:05 start today. Wheels and Tommy Henry. Tomorrow, 11:35, Slade Ciccone and Christopher Sanchez. Around Major League Baseball, before I get you out of here, some headlines from last night's baseball. Shohei Ohtani, 455-foot homer in his first time playing against his former team, the Los Angeles Angels. I mean, it was a missile, and the Angels actually won. Angels won 3-2, but Shohei Ohtani was a bomb. 455-foot bomb for Shohei Ohtani. What else would you expect? So he went 2-for-2 with a couple of walks and a homer against his former team. Headline number two from last night: Braves light up the Yanks in Game One of this weekend series in New York. It was 8-1, big time win for Atlanta as they're looking to get things going. And you never know, man. In the blink of an eye, the Braves could be within three games. So you got to be careful. Take 2 of 3 from Arizona because the Braves are coming, man. Just don't know with the Braves. You never know with the Braves. Last night, Carlos Rodon, who's been really good for the Yankees this year, gets lit up 3 2/3, 11 hits, 7 earned. Jared Kelnick, I believe, I thought Kelnick did something in this game. Kelnick went 2-for-5 with an RBI. But Ozzie Albies, homer, 2 RBIs. Matt Olson, homer, 2 RBIs. Thank you for my fantasy team. Austin Riley also had a homer. So Yankees get lit up by the Braves. Something to watch for today in Major League Baseball. Mets are 8-2 in their last 10 games. They lit up Shota Imanaga and the Cubs yesterday. Overall, 11 runs. The Mets are hot right now, man. Mets are really hot. So 8-2 in their last 10. Playing the Cubs at 2:20 Eastern time today. Something to watch for, obviously, within the division. The Mets and Cubs, it's going to be Tyler McGill, I believe, and Jameson Taillon. Yes, McGill and Taillon. Mets and Cubs, 2:20 Eastern time. Something to watch for today. So, Zach Wheeler, get back, do your thing, shake off the Baltimore outing, get back today. Don't let Christian Walker hit a couple of bombs. That's the one player that I don't want to see do some damage for Arizona. He is a fun player to watch, not going to lie. But as far as this weekend, he's not a fun player to watch. So Wheeler, player to watch, Christian Walker, player to watch for Arizona. 4:05 start today. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there for tomorrow. Talk to you guys soon.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.